Hi, my name is Charles Sterling. I'm a senior program manager on the Visual Studio team. I focus on application lifecycle management tools. Today, we're going to look at a brand new feature available in Visual Studio 2015 called Smart Unit Tests. In this session, we're going to start out with an introduction to what is Smart Unit Tests, and then lots of demos. And then finally, take a look at some resources so you can get up and get going with Smart Unit Tests in your application. To get started with Smart Unit Tests, all you need is a code block. In this case, I was given a sample from another program manager. I don't know a lot about it. In looking at it, this seems to be probably one of the larger methods. This is where I'm going to get started. So right-clicking on the method name itself, I get an option now that says Smart Unit Tests. And what's happening underneath of the covers is every pathway through this method is being identified, and then the parameters are being created so that way I can actually run through every pathway as a part of a unit test. For a large mesh method with lots of parameters, this could take a long time. This might be something that you'd want to do on a dedicated server or something that you do where you're going to actually be able to step away from the computer for a little while to come back and see what's happened after the fact. So you can see that 7 unit tests were identified to give me the code coverage. Now the first unit test that was identified, there isn't a pathway that didn't give an error. And this is pretty common, so no problems there. And you'll see that as I save these, that this is actually saving it as a separate project with these tests. You can see that there's the test project that was created, making it pretty nice and isolated. So you're not actually tainting your project itself. It's actually putting it in a separate project. And when I go ahead and save those and rebuild it, you'll see that it actually gave me a set of just normal unit tests. And running these, as you would expect, all of them are going to succeed, except that that one that was identified as not being able to be run. So this is how you get started with Smart Unit Tests. All right, as I showed you, it's pretty easy to get started with Smart Unit Tests. What happens if you change your code? I mean, obviously you're going to. Do you have to throw away all that effort? Actually, we'll rescan your code and figure out if you've actually gone out and made any changes. So let's go ahead and fix the scenario where we're not testing for a null employee. So I'm going to go ahead and find a block of code that I've written before, uncomment it out, rebuild the application, and rerun Smart Unit Tests. At this point, I would expect that instead of a null for that unit test, we're actually going to get a successful identifier where it says I can actually go ahead and successfully run that test. And saving it, when I run this, I should actually get a successful run. So let's wait a second. There it is. You can actually see that I now have a pathway where I can get a null employee without an error. And when I run this, you'll see that I actually can now run these unit tests all successfully. Now, I mentioned earlier the fact that we do lots of setup. Let's go ahead and take a look at that setup assertions or that setup effort itself. So I take a look at from test to events, you'll see that we used an employee and it made some assertions or assumptions around I need to create an employee that looks like this. And if you go out and take a look at this as you're approving the logic of these unit tests that are created for you, you go out and say, yeah, that's the right class factory, or no, that's not. But we're going to go ahead and create this one for you if you say fix. And again, you could actually rewrite this yourself, but we're going to go ahead and identify that. So here's the class factory that is written for employee. And once again, going back into my project, you'll see that I have got factories and employee. And if I go ahead and say this is the right factory for model, let's see if we can make this screen or this dialog just a little bit bigger. Yeah, that looks right. Let's go ahead and approve that as well. And you'll see that I now have a class factory for my house. So the setup work is also being done for you, not just the signatures for those unit tests. At this point, if I go ahead and take a look at all of my unit tests in aggregate, take a look at the code analysis, you'll see that, as I asserted before, 100% of my code is actually now being covered by Smart Unit Tests. I hope that this actually saves you a bunch of time for when you get handed code, inherit code, or you've got code that you just don't have a lot of coverage yet. Let's take a look at this module. And you'll see that for the method that we are looking at, which is the calculator exempt for rent, we do indeed have 100%. So thank you very much, and I hope you have a great day. Thank you very much for joining me. I hope you had fun. I know I did. For more information about smart unit tests, take a look at the Visual Studio ALM blog. You can find this at blogs.msdn.com/Visual Studio ALM. Everything that I just walked through, you can find in the last post on smart unit tests.